Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here.
Talking it.
Trillville Thursday, noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes from right now as week three gets underway tonight. We'll get back into some college football conversation about 15 minutes with some really good matchups on Saturday for sure. Yep. Next Saturday is really kind of the cream, like one of the best Saturdays we can remember. But this Saturday is going to be a lot of fun stuff too, so we'll get to that, and then we'll get to the back page with Bo.
Atlanta Dreams fan, tonight is the closeout game against Indiana Fever. That game is going to be on ESPN2 starting at 7:30. Hopefully the ladies can get it done tonight so they can move on. So it's a gotta have it game for the Dreams. So make sure we mention that. Mm-hmm. And real quick, because we don't want to spend much time on this. I remember the conversation two weeks ago. Everybody has podcasts.
Everybody has podcasts.
Are successful when you get likes, clicks, views. Am I saying it wrong or right?
It's the only way.
Okay. All right.
It's the only way.
Okay. Pat Bev, go kick rocks. All right. There we go.
Yep.
I thought neat.
Yeah. Right? I don't even like Pat Bev. Patrick Beverly.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yes.
You're not enough to even get a nickname.
Yeah. Patrick Beverly.
Patrick Beverly.
Yes. Go kick rocks.
Yeah.
All right. There we go.
I know.
All right. We'll go to the NFL no huddle.
Now. I know. But yeah. You're right. I guess if we're acknowledging it and saying don't acknowledge it, then I'm breaking my own rule. But it's like you gave it oxygen.
Yes.
The only way it was going to do anything is if you gave it oxygen.
But I'm talking about Trey.
Why did you even respond to him as a man?
All right, I will never ever let somebody that is not as good as me talk trash about me.
Yeah.
I will say that. I'm gonna come back at you. Like, you know, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would have done it different.
As a man, I wouldn't be. But the thing about it is, we live in a clicks and like. He did that for that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to compare how I view a playing game as another guy plays a playing game.
No. Yeah, I would have taken a different
route.
Yeah,
let's talk more about maybe I'm the best player. I've been the best player on a team.
It would have just been.
Because you've been a playoff game series, yeah, but you've been like the fifth best guy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And he kind of did that too, but I don't know. It's like it would have just been so easy to just retweet it and be like, podcast struggling?
Yeah, like, exactly. Need
some clicks or good luck this season in Lithuania or wherever he's playing. And then you win.
Yep.
And then that's it.
Yep.
But yeah, man, I don't know. Anyway, whatever. I guess they don't like one another. And
that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's
not fine. Everybody has to like everybody.
And
that
say that one more time, Andy.
Yeah, I guess it's okay. You can dislike somebody and that's fine. Just keep on moving. But if I'm Trey, I'm in the NBA.
Yeah.
And you used to be in the NBA.
Yeah.
And it's not because you're old.
Yeah.
So.
You ain't good.
Have fun over there. Again, I'm sure it's fun living
Keep
over there and all
pushing.
That.
Keep pushing.
We're playing for. Anyway. All right. Let's get
Keep
to.
Keep on defending at a high level over there, Pat.
Keep on giving that high effort, bud. Keep on slapping the floor.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
That dude ripped off his jersey and got on the scores table. I wanted this so bad, man. Hell out of here.
All righty. Here's Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, telling us, you know, if you don't look that close, or even if you do, Jake Browning, pretty similar to Joe Burrow.
Oh, that's what he meant. Okay. Okay.
True.
Oh.
They have the same initials.
That's what he meant. Okay,
JB.
So like he meant like okay, because usually like when you get to hotel room Saturday night meetings and everything, you have your usually special teams offensive meeting. And offensive defense meeting, team meeting, and that's done. You really don't usually have individual meetings except for the quarterbacks. And I've had an opportunity, Andy, to sit in sometimes, come down before the meetings maybe and go into where the quarterbacks are meeting. And there's a quarterback, has a call, the coordinator has a call sheet, gives it over to the quarterback, tell me what you like and what you don't like, check off what you don't want about third down, all those different things.
And they usually like the same ones.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay. All right, because he wasn't talking about talent-wise.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't think
all
so.
All right, just making sure.
I mean, they have similarities. Like I said, initials, JB.
Caucasian.
White.
Yeah.
Right-handed.
Okay.
Quarterbacks.
Yep.
Both took their college teams to the playoff once.
There we go.
I hear Jake Browning likes backless suits, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there you go.
There we go.
And there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, obviously,
he has the advantage.
Joe Burrow's going to be out for 3 months.
Yeah, but Andy, only thing, he has the advantage because he got that dude. He got Jamar.
Yeah, he does.
He got
T. Higgins is really good.
Yes. Now, that offensive line.
Right.
Now, that might be the theory thing because Joe Burrow likes five out. Maybe you don't bring out five out no more. You even four out to help protect him a little bit
help.
More.
Yeah.
And run a damn ball. Who the hell is that running back?
Mo?
Chase Brown.
Chase Brown?
Oh, Chase
Bengals?
Brown.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Use him more. You must have him. Mo said, yeah.
Well, no, but he has been among the handful of, now, I don't want to say disappointments through two games,
right,
but the production for Chase Brown based on where he was drafted.
I feel like it's probably about to go up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think?
I would think so, yeah.
With Burrow being out. But they signed him to a multi-year contract.
They did.
And he did go 4-3 in those seven games he played a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he went to the University of Washington, so I'm over here.
I know.
Advocating for him, although he drove me insane when he was there. He was awesome when he was a sophomore and then had two terrible years when he was a junior and a senior. No one cares about that. All right, let's get to Trevor Lawrence talking about Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, he's so right on this.
Right.
And you see so many of it. I saw Kyler Murray, who, by the way, was real out of pocket what he did with that pitcher. Out of pocket. I don't give a damn nobody. I mean, he got to even mention it. But if you know, you know. He was out of pocket as hell.
Do you think he didn't know?
According to him, I didn't mean any respect. Boy, ooh, I'm going to cuss again, Andy. Anyways.
Yeah.
But between him and them out there in Arizona with the whole Marvin Harrison Jr. not getting enough targets, up there in freaking Philadelphia with A.J. Brown not getting enough targets. All of that. I can see A.J. Brown leaving. All right, because they do not maximize how great of a player that he is. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, yeah, it's week two. It is week two, and I think always a thing early on in the season when we talk about stuff like this, it's because what Bo just said just a second ago, the expectations of what you thought this dude was supposed to do.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's always that.
And he still may.
That's what I'm saying.
He probably will.
And he still may.
No offense to Bo on this one. This is going to be a little bit of a stray, but it is what it is. Remember after 2 weeks last year what the Saints offense was doing?
Remember that? Oh, yeah.
Like,
even they had Mika Vince. I was like, boy, they never seen a Kubiak offense like this. They run to perfection.
Right.
And then you know what NFL teams did? And I said this earlier. Let's watch a little bit more tape on this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got it.
Sometimes things happen for 2 weeks that don't go on for the remainder of the year.
Yes.
For better or for worse. But, like, the problem is, and this is why people are, I don't know if that's why reporters are asking Trevor Lawrence about it, but the reason people are mad about it is because they've lost fantasy football matchups based off of early season projections.
Gambling in general.
And you can't get that back. All right, he might have a great year for the rest of the year. Well, I lost that matchup by 2 points in week two, and that cost me the playoffs. And at the end of the year, I had to shave my head and my eyebrows or something
like that.
Yeah,
man.
Weren't you telling me there was a bet based on that?
Yeah, with the boys. They're talking about they're shaving eyebrows and head and mustaches because both of their teams, Michigan and Nebraska, are playing.
Oh,
so the loser has I was like, there's no way I'm going to mess with my appearance for something that I can't.
How long does it take an eyebrow to grow back?
Dude. I remember, I'll never forget, my cousin Gregory, who's Uncle Greg's son, he went to Fort Valley State, right? And they made the freshmen shave their eyebrows off.
Oh.
And to watch a man, Charlie Villanueva.
Yeah, that's different. Alopecia.
So you're used to that.
Yeah.
But when you see a dude with eyebrows without them.
Then it shows up one day and doesn't have them.
Dude, I just laughed so hard. What police academy was it? Was it two or three? I think it might have been two. There's nothing funnier than that. Unless you know, something.
Of course.
Watching a man
have
his eyebrows shaved off by choice.
Essentially by choice.
There's nothing weirder or funnier than that.
It's not.
I don't know. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Well, losing eyebrows?
I can't. I think I would just. Yeah.
I would. You can cut off my mustache.
Of all the hairs on my body.
Yes.
That's one of the last ones I want shaved off.
Dude, I will go booty face forever. But you shave my eyebrows. I don't know what it is.
I gotta keep them.
I don't know what it is.
I'll shave my head and my face, but I gotta keep my eyebrows.
I don't know what it is. 100%. I can't do it.
You ever do any of the little lines?
I told you the story. I did the lines. We were going.
You did?
Oh, seventh grade. We were in class, and I got them in my left eye. We got the lines in our left eye. We did it in class. I'll never forget. I walked in the house, and I'm like, my left side is away from Angel. What would you have did to your face? I was like, Mama,
God, I would have paid money to
mama,
see your mom.
Mama saw that. But the craziest thing is that we had like this homegirl, and she wanted to be part of the crew. And so she tried to do it with her and like yanked it.
Oh.
Dude, it's the worst thing ever.
That's before
you thought about using the eyeliner pencil or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, man.
He just went half brow for the rest of it.
But like, how does Charles Barkley make? Because Charles Barkley ain't got no eyebrow. You ever seen Charles Barkley?
It's pretty, yeah.
There's no way that he don't get that edged up.
Well, then, there was also that time, right around that same time, when girls were plucking their eyebrows so thin that it was just a barely little thing there, and they always looked surprised, you know?
Huh?
They looked like they were shocked at all times. Anyway, I don't know how we got there, but we did, and I'm glad we did.
Yes.
Week 3 kicks off tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.
Hey, Jordan Morning Shift Friday, tomorrow, on Northside Drive at the McDonald's on Northside Drive for a special Friday broadcast. Come by, get breakfast. Allie, Big Mike, and Bo, as they get you ready for this weekend of big football games. That's this Friday, tomorrow, from 6 to 9 a.m. at the McDonald's on Northside Drive.
Oh, yeah, and congratulations to Cardi B and Stephon Diggs.
What happened?
They're having a baby.
Oh, great.
Especially to Stephon Diggs.
Great.
Congratulations.
You know they rich, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just curious because people are like, whoa, Cardi B. No, they're rich, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seems like that baby's gonna be fine.
Oh yeah, no, I just don't want to be.
I don't want to be on the end of an IG rant about Steph Diggs.
I don't either.
Because Steph Diggs gonna Steph Diggs.
But I understand the first part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Congratulations to him. We'll come back and talk some college football after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.